Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I'm doing the show solo here today. Mike's got a day off. He'll be back tomorrow, but no shortage of things to talk about. And I'm not kidding. In an hour, the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is on the air. All of these pay-per-views have been moved forward an hour. And so 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern is the new start time. Amazingly, we only have 7 matches for the main card. And this is a show that is scheduled to go at least 3.5 hours. So, looks like we may get some long matches here tonight. And there's much, much more to discuss in addition to the card because, of all people, Brock Lesnar is at the show. Why? I have absolutely no idea. But he's there. They're not hiding him. He's just walking around. So, I don't know what this means. Is he going to return on the show tonight? Is he no longer planning to do a UFC fight? Is he just there to get people talking and he's not going to show up on TV? I have no idea. We'll have a lot to talk about later on tonight. We got a Brian and Vinny show and a Wrestling Observer Radio coming up tonight to talk about everything that goes down on the show. We're going to run down the entire card as we get going here today. We have also got lots of other shows that took place this weekend. There was a New Japan show on Friday night. There is a New Japan show coming up later on tonight. And, of course, there is a big New Japan show coming up here in a few days, Tanahashi Okada for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship match at the Tokyo Dome. That is on the line. There was the CMLL Anniversary Show, which took place on Friday night. A double hair versus double hair match. We have the Battle of Los Angeles going on. Marco Stunt not dead, thankfully, after his match with Trevor Lee. There's still part of him left for me on November 3rd for Black Label Pro. Jeff Hardy talking about the match with Randy Orton. Matt Hardy teasing retirement. We've got the 205 Live show being moved to Wednesdays for the time being. So much to get into. We shall kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today, but hey, you can join the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's the Sports Byline. Call direct to me if you'd like, toll-free, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages today, 425-780-7566, the Hell in a Cell. Pre-show is on here as we speak, and that means that in about, I don't know, a half hour, the New Day versus Rusev and Aiden English for the SmackDown tag team titles will be heading into the ring. That leaves seven matches for the main show. Quick look at them. We got Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse in a mixed tag. Pretty hot angle at the end of SmackDown on Tuesday. I would presume, based on watching that match, in which they had the women do almost virtually nothing, that Daniel Bryan and The Miz are going to work the vast majority of the match, and likely a win by Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella, since The Miz won at SummerSlam, and Daniel Bryan has since signed a new contract. Not that the contract thing had much to do with the SummerSlam finish. I mean, even if he had signed, I'm sure Miz was going to beat him at SummerSlam. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE title. I was reading the Daily Update today, WrestlingObserver.com, and Dave believes AJ Styles is going to retain. And maybe he is. But when I look at what they've done so far in this feud, I mean, Samoa Joe really should win this match here. And not only should he win the match, but there should be a stipulation to this match. This match, of all matches, should be in the Hell in a Cell cage. But it's not. They went to a lame disqualification last month. And now they're just having another match where you can win via pinfall, submission, DQ, or countout. There are no stipulations here, so that makes no sense. But Samoa Joe, if he wins, is the WWE champion. And there is a match coming up in Australia between Daniel Bryan and The Miz, and the winner of that is the number one contender for the WWE title. Now, yeah, they could do Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles, babyface versus babyface. It's still going to work, but it is potentially somewhat of a weird dynamic. That first AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura match, where they were both babyfaces, did not blow the roof off of WrestleMania. So I think a babyface heel dynamic would be better. I like the idea of Samoa Joe versus Daniel Bryan. I suppose they could do The Miz versus AJ Styles, just as like the one combination I really don't want to see. But we'll see what happens in that match tonight. I will go on the record here and predict Samoa Joe wins the WWE title. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Wanted to get your thoughts if you've seen any of the CMLL Adam Rosario show.
I haven't yet.
Okay. I thought it was a fine show. I thought the last two matches were pretty good. And I guess this is like the first year that I've like closely paid attention to Luchas. But like this summer felt really hot for CMLL. And the show kind of felt like anticlimactic, so I've no idea like what's going to go on from here for the rest of the year and going on after.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I was busy on Friday night, and it was streaming on the Honor Club service, and so I thought that it was going to go up on Honor Club on demand afterwards, but apparently it did not. I went up there to check it out, and in fact, you can't watch an Honor Club unless, I don't know, I was using the Apple TV app, so maybe if you go online, you can watch it there. But there was a 7-minute clipped-up version that I saw on YouTube, but I have not seen the entire match yet. And hopefully the show will go up, or I'll have the opportunity to do that sometime soon, because I want to see at least for sure the main event. And no, I have not yet seen the Kenny Omega Ishii match yet. I am way behind on everything. I need to watch that match tonight. I want to watch the main event of the anniversary show tonight and the tag match that Dave was talking about from the first night of the tour. So I'm going to try to at least watch all of those tonight in addition to the Hell in a Cell show. And if there was anything else on the anniversary show or on the Friday night New Japan show that I really should watch, let me know. Text me or give me a call so I'll know what to try to watch tonight after the Hell in a Cell. More matches here for the pay-per-view coming up tonight. Besides the world title match, we've also got the universal title match. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Hell in a Cell, Mick Foley as the special guest referee. I know they're counting this as Braun Strowman's cash-in, but I'm not really considering it a cash-in, meaning if he fails, I don't think like he's a geek. If he fails in this championship match, he just fails in the championship match. I expect Roman Reigns to win. It's like his fourth coronation. You can't give him the title at SummerSlam and then beat him. You can, I guess. They can do whatever they want, but I think that Roman Reigns should probably hold the belt for a while. Otherwise, why even bother? So I expect him to win tonight. We'll see if Brock Lesnar plays into this match at all. He's there at the building. Nia Jax is there at the building. Perhaps she could get involved in the Ronda Rousey-Alexa Bliss match, which also is here on the show tonight. I expect Ronda Rousey to leave as champion. They have tried to get people interested in Alexa Bliss. Like, maybe she's got a chance. I mean, realistically, she has no chance. What I'm interested in is, have they had time to work this match out? Because the matches that Ronda Rousey has time to work out in advance, those are actually pretty good matches. The match on Monday, which they did not have a lot of time to work out in advance, that was not a great match. In fact, I thought it was the worst performance Ronda's ever put on in pro wrestling, which granted is only like 15 matches. And other people agreed with me as well. Some people didn't think it was that bad. I think Dave didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was really bad. But we'll see how she does tonight with Alexa Bliss. Hopefully they've got something worked out where they can do something decent. And hopefully it's not a long match. It does not need to be a long match. To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
What's up, brother? How are you? You know, as far as Nia Jax getting involved, I think you hit it right on the head. I think Nia Jax saves Ronda Rousey's belt tonight somehow, and she's the one that they get something out of it, like a schmazz, and she's out of there. I did want to touch on Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman real quick. Do you think Braun maybe does something with Mick Foley, and they get Roman to save Mick Foley, and they kind of get out of there with that?
I mean, they could. Like, Foley is not supposed to take any physical punishment. He's had too many concussions. He was moving well on Monday, but, I mean, that's because he had some surgeries. You don't want to undo surgeries. You don't want to hurt the guy. So, I mean, he shouldn't be taking anything in that match. So
the other thing I want to ask you real quick, Brian, was as far as Becky and Charlotte, is there a possible way to just keep this Becky heel thing going and maybe not cut it short and not do a double turn? Maybe you get Flair involved on SmackDown. She does something where she's despicable to Flair. You know what I mean? And you kind of just see where this heel turn goes instead of maybe calling an audible and doing a double turn.
Yeah, you could absolutely.
On that as well.
Yeah, you could absolutely keep her heel. I mean, they may very well keep her heel. I think they're doing a double turn tonight, but I've been wrong 1,000 times before. They may have decided that, man, she didn't get that great a reaction on SmackDown, so, well, let's just let's keep going the heel route. I mean, you can do that if you want to. I'm sure she'd be a great heel. The issue to me is, once again, you actually had somebody that organically caught fire, and the fans were super behind them as a babyface. And look, there are not a lot of babyfaces in this company. They don't know how to make a babyface. So when a great babyface like Becky Lynch falls into your lap and everybody wants to see her succeed and win, why do you turn her heel? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it makes sense if you've got a bunch of great babyfaces, but they don't. They don't understand how to make a babyface. Their best babyfaces are the ones that get over organically. That's exactly what Becky Lynch did. So go with it. Instead, they do what they always do, which is, oh, we found somebody that people like, we'll make him a heel. That'll get us some heat. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're going over the preview for the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which is on right now, by the way. And I never have problems with the WWE Network, but during the last segment, I could not get this pre-show to stream. But it's on now, so I'll keep an eye on things because we got a World Tag Team title match coming up here very soon. Also on the show here tonight, Jeff Hardy will be facing Randy Orton in a Hell in a Cell match. Jeff Hardy was doing an interview with TalkSport, and he said, quote, "I've talked about doing a Hell in a Cell match a lot, because the one thing I've never done in WWE is a Hell in a Cell match, and now here we are. I am in Hell in a Cell with Randy Orton. I cannot wait to see what I can do inside that cage. It's going to be very memorable. I'll do something that people will not forget. I think my thoughts are too big for my size sometimes, but I got a lot of good ideas of what I can do inside that structure, and this Sunday is when we find out what will happen. It will be a very memorable Jeff Hardy match. Expect the unexpected." So, if you think of all of the big stunts that have been done in Hell in a Cell matches, they all have one thing in common. The guys got outside of the cell. And the whole idea of the cell is you're not supposed to be able to get outside. It's a cage with a roof on it. Now, in the very first Hell in a Cell match they ever did with Shawn Michaels, they found a way to get the guys outside by having a cameraman, an alleged cameraman, get beat up. And they opened the door to get the guy out of there, and that's when Shawn escaped. And he escaped. He was trying to get away from The Undertaker. This is what everyone... I shouldn't say that. This is what happened in that match. I won't say that this is what everyone doesn't understand or doesn't remember, because many of you probably do understand and remember this. And by the way, the cage is red. I'm looking at it right now on the pre-show. So, I don't want to be one of those guys that says, back in the day, all right? But, back in the day, oftentimes, the promoters and the wrestlers wanted there to be logic in their professional wrestling matches. This is why I've been reading Fables on and off for a month now. So nowadays, Jeff Hardy's here going, "I cannot wait to see what I can do in the Hell in a Cell cage." And so, you know, that means they're either going to get out of the cage and he's going to climb up there and do something dumb, or they're going to gimmick the cage, which I was told the cage is gimmicked. I don't know how it's gimmicked. I have no idea what they're going to do, but those were the words I was told. The cage is gimmicked. So presumably he's going to dive off the top or do a senton off the top or something crazy and maybe eat an RKO in midair. I mean, you can imagine the things that they could potentially do here. But like the idea now is the wrestlers are excited to get into the cell and do something stupid. This is ridiculous. In that very first Hell in a Cell match, the build for that match was that Undertaker got screwed accidentally by Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam. It was a total accident. Shawn hit him with a chair. Undertaker gets very mad. Shawn ends up going heel. Shawn starts hitting Undertaker with chairs here and there. Undertaker gets very, very upset, wants to kill Shawn Michaels. Finally, they get signed to this cell match. The whole point of the Hell in a Cell match is Shawn Michaels has been running. He's a coward. Now he's going to be in this cage, and there's nowhere to run, and he will be killed. That's the story. That makes sense. So they get in the cage. They're doing this match. The Undertaker is, in fact, as promised, killing Shawn Michaels. Shawn takes a tremendous beating in the cage, okay? Shawn Michaels isn't thinking, "Man, I can't wait to get out of this cage and do some stunt." No, Shawn Michaels is trying not to be killed. So finally, Shawn gets a tiny little bit of heat. He gets backdropped and lands on the cameraman or whatever the spot was. They got to get the cameraman out of there. As they open the door, Shawn runs to flee. He wasn't running to climb up on top of the cage and do some sort of goofy stunt. He was trying to get the hell out of there and not get killed by this guy. He was running for his life. So he runs for his life. Undertaker's trying to kill the guy. Shawn realizes, dude, I'm in big trouble now. There's only one way to get away from this guy, and that's to climb up on top of this cage. I got to climb up something high, like I'm being chased by a bear. I got to get in this tree. Shawn Michaels climbs up on top of the cell, not to do a stunt, to try to save his own life. Little do you know, Undertaker can climb. Undertaker climbs up after the guy. Shawn Michaels now on top of the cage with the Undertaker. Now he thinks, dude, I gotta get out of here or this guy's gonna kill me and throw me off the cage. So now Shawn Michaels is trying to climb down the cage and get the hell out of there. And of course, on the way down, the Undertaker stomps his fingers, he falls off, he crashes through a table. He's a bloody mess. Undertaker goes after him, he throws him in the cage, and the big climactic spot is after all those chair shots that began at SummerSlam. He takes a chair, he gives Shawn Michaels the one big chair shot, and the match is seemingly over. And that's, by the way, when Kane debuted. But that's beside the point. Story was, everything that they did in that match was done for a logical reason. Undertaker's trying to get his revenge and kill Shawn Michaels, the heel, and Shawn is just trying to save his own life. And all these bad things happened to him. It was never about, I can't wait to get out and do something crazy off the cage so that everybody will cheer and my name will live in infamy. That's what it is today. I hope for the best for Jeff Hardy. I hope he doesn't kill himself. He's, I think, 40 now and shouldn't be diving off cages in the shape that his body's in. But hey, everybody wants to be remembered, so he's going to do something here tonight. Speaking of Matt Hardy, teasing retirement, saying he has fulfilled all of his house show obligations. He has said, I have two young kids and a wife. It is time for me to go. It is time for me to go home. So he's teasing that he's done. Bray Wyatt a little while ago did a social media post where he basically said, I'm going to go away for a while. I'm going to come back and you will remember me or something. I can't remember what it was, but it looks like their team is done. Matt Hardy may be done, at least for the time being. And he, I might add, older than Jeff Hardy. So we'll see how Jeff does in this match. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, whenever you talk about Jeff Hardy saying all that, that makes me think of the Jumper song by Third Eye Blind. That's not really what I called for. You touched on Lesnar being backstage at the beginning of the show. I know this isn't likely. He's probably going to go after Reigns if he appears. But what if they throw a complete curveball and he goes after Styles, maybe?
Hey, you know,
uses his win over him at Survivor Series last year as justification for that.
You know, when I heard he was there, I kind of thought about that, but I just don't see them moving Lesnar to SmackDown. I mean, I can understand if Lesnar fights in UFC in early 2019, he does a Daniel Cormier fight, and I'll just presume that he loses. I don't know. Hopefully, don't tell Brock I said that, but presume he loses and he comes back to WWE. Like, I can absolutely positively see him drafted to SmackDown right in time for SmackDown to go to Fox, where it now needs to be the A show. But right now, given the money that this guy makes for his appearances, like, it does not make, I mean, anything makes financial sense, but it in theory, it does not make financial sense to put him on SmackDown.
I think it would kind of be cool to see him back on SmackDown as he really...
Yeah, it would be cool.
The beginning of his career in WWE was really built on SmackDown almost.
Hey, listen, you think I wouldn't want to see Brock Lesnar versus Shinsuke Nakamura? Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe? Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan? Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles? There's a ton of great matches I'd love to see Brock in on SmackDown. But I just don't see him going there. But, like I said, $2.3 billion. They can put this guy on Heat if they wanted, which doesn't even exist. They could put him on 205 Live. They could put him in the Mae Young Classic. They could put this guy anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's so much money they're making. But with that said, I think he's staying on Raw. Talk briefly about Charlotte and Becky. You'll be interested to see the reaction, where they go with this. And then, of course, there is Ziggler and McIntyre against Rollins and Ambrose for the Raw Tag Team titles. That is your lineup for the Hell in a Cell show, taking place in 26 minutes. The New Day on the ramp right now, getting ready for their match, which is about to take place with Aiden English and Rusev for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
question about the Samoa Joe AJ Styles storyline. Does Samoa Joe have a girlfriend or wife? Because I don't think they'd be too happy.
Yes.
He's talking about in.
They mentioned that on Tuesday. AJ Styles said, "You guys don't know this, but Samoa Joe also has a family."
Yeah, but the thing I realized on SummerSlam is his daughter, AJ's daughter, seemed very upset with AJ. If you see AJ trying to hug her and she goes away from him,
yeah, he's covered in blood.
So, you think this is affecting AJ's marriage with?
No, are you kidding me?
Sorry,
are you out of your mind, Ryan? Ryan, are you married? Do you have kids?
No, but obviously.
Okay, well, let me tell you something about it, my friend. I'll explain something. Little girls love mommy. They just do. And obviously my little girl loves me, but she loves mommy. If I'm gone for a while, I come back, she kind of smiles or whatever, but goes back to playing. Mommy comes home. Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy. She runs over and wants her mommy. I was at the jiu-jitsu school yesterday. I was talking to some other parents. And like all of the dads said the same thing. Oh, man. I come home and she ignores me. Mommy comes home. Oh, they run down from upstairs. Little girls love their mommies. So I'm sure that AJ many times has come home and his daughter's just been like, oh, dad's home. Mommy comes home, she freaks out. Sometimes little girls just want to be held by mommy and not daddy. Especially when daddy's covered in blood. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Business owners, are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. 400-0435, andro400.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here's the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. A lot to get into here today. The tag team title match is going on right now. Rusev Day against The New Day. Day versus Day for the tag team titles. This person here texted in, "Preach, Brian, my two-year-old drives me crazy. Hey, listen, I finally got my two-and-a-half-year-old to say, I love you, Daddy. So, I could care less what any geek says on the internet. I got my daughter saying, I love you, Daddy." By the way, that includes Marco Stunt, who, if you listen to Friday's show, it's on, baby. November 3rd, Black Label Pro, Crown Point, Indiana. It's very, very close to Chicago, like a half hour outside Chicago. I will be returning to the ring in my first singles match in 4 years, and I am going to slaughter Marco Stunt. If you're a Bola, you saw the match with Trevor Lee. Marco Stunt is going to be begging for another match with Trevor Lee after I smash him November 3rd, Crown Point, Indiana. All the info is up on my Twitter. It is sticky there at the top. If you are anywhere near Chicago, if you're in this country, I recommend you head out to this match because it'll be the last time you'll ever get a chance to see Marco Stunt. His short career is ending on November 3rd. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's Paul in Barbersville. And, you know, now that you mentioned your match with Marco Stunt, I have to ask, have you been eating like a heavyweight? Have you been bulking up for the match?
Oh, man, you should see what I've been eating. You should see what I've been eating.
Oh.
Yeah. What was it that Seth Rollins said, CrossFit and ice cream? Well, I haven't been doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
But I've been training and a lot of steak, eggs, ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah, Top Pot donuts, all sorts of stuff.
I see, because I've been doing that without the CrossFit.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, this weekend, a couple of weeks ago in Chikara, I thought it'd be time for a little bit of an update. Mr. Touchdown suffered a leg injury at King of Trios, and he is out of action for an indeterminate period of time.
His
tag team partner, Dasher Hatfield, and the number one contender Travis Huckabee are having a match for an interim title.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that Mr. Touchdown got injured right before football season was starting?
Very unfortunate. You know, it's
very unfortunate, like how, you say. I called this a while ago.
Yeah. You know, this could be like how Sid used to ask for time off before softball season.
That's exactly what this is. What's going to happen is this indeterminate amount of time is going to end in late January, early February. Guaranteed.
Ugh. Never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was wondering why there aren't more interim titles in pro wrestling, like with New Japan. Let's assume that Takahashi comes back sometime next year. Wouldn't it be a bigger deal if his first match back was a title versus title match?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. But, I mean, interim titles, they have not been a rousing success in mixed martial arts, is the problem. Like, it's cool. Listen, here's how it would work. If you remember, like, years and years ago, there was that deal where Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon both had an Intercontinental title. They both claimed that they were the Intercontinental champion. They had the ladder match to unify the belts. If you're going to do something like that every now and then, that works. But the problem is, in mixed martial arts, there's, like, an interim title all the time. Like, if WWE were UFC, then there'd be an interim Raw women's title because Ronda never defends on TV. We would have had an interim heavyweight title because Brock Lesnar never defended on television. We'd had, I don't even know what other interim, cruiserweight interim title because they're not even on Raw anymore. We'd have all sorts of interim titles. It's just too much.
Yeah. You got a point. That's kind of why I mentioned New Japan, but
well, yeah, you're right. New Japan could do that because of what happened with Takahashi. But you got to remember also, I want to thank you very much for the call. With Takahashi, I mean, they're presuming he's going to be back. But if you recall, he broke his neck at the show at the Cow Palace, And he was in the hospital for a long time. Like, I don't remember when he got out, but I remember, like, 2 weeks later, he was still in the hospital. That's like a serious, serious neck injury. So, I mean, if it's like Mr. Touchdown, where he hurts his leg, then yeah, you can do an interim title because he may come back after football season ends and successfully challenge the champion with his interim belt. But in New Japan, you really can't just say, well, we're going to crown an interim IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, and, you know, we're going to keep the belt on Takahashi till he can. We don't know if he can come back. I presume he can. I hope he can. But, I mean, that was a serious injury to be in the hospital for that long. So who even knows? I'll do some text messages here. A lot to get into. First says, epic show on Friday. Lay a chopping on that geek. Well, fear not. Fear not. First says, Hell in a Cell, the building looks empty. Well, I don't think it's empty right now, but I mean, it is the pre-show, so I'm sure people are still coming into the building. So I'm sure we can judge it better once everybody is in there. First says, have you been training with heavy machinery, stakes and weights, baby? I haven't been training with them, but I have been ingesting my stakes and lifting my weights. Person here says, the thing with interim titles in wrestling, bookers probably don't want to have to deal with planning for a rematch when the injured guy comes back. Well, there's that as well. Like, there's a lot of week-to-week booking. But again, Paul was making a comment about New Japan, and they don't do booking like that. They do long-term, intricate booking. So if any company could do it, it would be New Japan. CMLL has 8 million useless titles, so that's a bad place to do it. WWE, it's not going to work. Obviously, some of the larger indies that plan out in advance could do it. Person says, what do you think of the new Cell? Well, I really only had a glance of it, actually. Somebody pointed out that there was also a Cell in TNA that was red with a lid on it. What the hell was the name of that match? And, like, Homicide got stuck or something, if I recall. I forget what they called it, but I don't know if we really need a red cage. But it's Hell in a Cell. Blood. They used to have those blue cages. Person says the seats are empty for this match. Well, people still coming in, hopefully. Otherwise, well, maybe they got to rethink what they're doing. I apologize. Brian, do you have any interest in participating in the Battle of Los Angeles? I would think that Dave would put in a good word for you. I don't see myself participating in Bola. Just don't think that's going to happen. Person says, I haven't seen the new cage. Could Jeff climb the inside and drop onto Randy a la X Ultimate? That's what it was, Ultimate X, Steel Asylum. The Ultimate X was the four things in the corners and the cables. I guess maybe it was a Steel Asylum is what they called it. But anyway, it looks like Kofi Kingston just won. And I didn't see the finish, but they're celebrating. So the New Day has retained the titles. And Rusev is very distraught. And it looks like Aiden English is the one who did the job. He failed them again, and now Rusev is pissed off. This is not going to end well. And a lot of people were predicting that Aiden was going to turn on Rusev, but now it's looking like Rusev is very, very upset with Aiden. All right, here's the finish. So there was a big dive to the outside where Big E tossed Kofi, and Rusev kicked him out of midair. And then inside the ring, oh man, Aiden made the blind tag. Rusev's upset about it. Aiden comes off the top for the big splash. He makes the cover. There's a kick out by Kofi. Lana's very, very upset about that. And then Rusev gets tossed outside. Aiden eats the kick from Kofi. And Big E prevents Rusev from getting into the ring. So, story of the match is that our maiden mad Aiden English screwed it up. He screwed it up again. So it looks like they did like a month worth of storylines to break him up. Then they put him back together so that they could do this match, and now they're going to break him up again. That appears to be where this thing is heading. I guess they'll do a follow-up on SmackDown. This person here says, Alexa posted pictures in front of the PC on Instagram, so I think they have practiced. Good! Great. If that's what they're going to do to make sure that Ronda Rousey has good matches, I'm all for it. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Brian, good evening. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, what's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. I cannot wait to see the greatest mini match between you and Marco Stunt November the 3rd, man.
Get out of here.
I might want to go.
I'm not a mini.
Right, come on.
I know you're tall, but I'm not a mini. Marco's a mini.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
5'7".
No, seriously.
I swear to God, I'm 5'7".
Don't PWI, bro.
Hey, listen.
Be honest.
Hey, when you move to Woodinville, you and I can go into the local 24-hour fitness. They've got a scale with the gimmick on it that tells your height. I'll go in there. I'm 5'7".
And I got to give credit. I love Marco. He is from, you know, I live near Marco. You know that, right?
I do. Mississippi. Yeah.
No, he lives in Olive Branch, Mississippi, which is a suburb of Memphis. So I just let you know about
Didn't
that.
Didn't I just say Mississippi and then you said, no, he's in Mississippi?
Yeah, but Olive Branch, Mississippi. Mississippi is a big, big, big.
I'm aware of that. But I said he lived in Mississippi and then you denied it and then said he lived in Mississippi. Anyway, what's the point?
But my point is this. I just want to know, I heard a little bit of jealousy in your part Friday. I just want to know, are you jealous of the man because he did, well, I'm sorry, of the guy because he did something that he's just you 20 years ago, but a little bit more successful than you in wrestling?
What are you talking about?
Well, look at this. Well, let's just look at him. Small, trained by a respectable professional, former gymnast, even though probably was a better gymnast than you were.
No, he taught tumbling. I was an actual gymnast. You want to see my medal collection? I was trained by Buddy Wayne. What do you mean a reputable trainer?
Yeah, he was trained by Motley Cruz. I'm a big fan of his. I used to watch his.
I'm sure he's a great guy, but he's no Buddy Wayne.
That's true. Buddy Wayne, I was a big fan of Buddy Wayne when I used to go up to Louisville to see my family watch him.
Not that Buddy Wayne, you numbskull.
No, Steve Finley. I'm talking about Steve Finley.
Okay.
He used to wrestle for OVW, dummy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was awesome.
But he was awesome. But I do want to, but that's not just what I really want to talk about. I really want to talk about this pay-per-view or the special event. I'm sorry, I got to be politically correct.
Yes.
I just don't feel this pay-per-view, Brian. If I didn't really have the network, if I was somebody else, why would I watch this pay-per-view? That's a serious question.
Well, their idea, John, is that they think that the very fact that there is a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is going to get you interested out of the belief that somebody, namely Jeff Hardy in this case, is going to do something really stupid.
All right, but can I say this before you continue?
Yes.
And they literally, how can I put it without being so PG, they watered down their Hell in a Cell match.
Yes, of course they did. Yeah, literally. Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call, but back in the day, John, when you used to watch Finley out there in Louisville, I mean, there was a reason for these matches. It wasn't just every October we do a Cell and whoever wants to be in it is in it. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save
save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I want you to hear something here. You hear that right there? Gymnastics medals. I got gold medals, state medals, gold, silver, bronze. This one's regionals. 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 State. 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 Gold. 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 That ain't tumbling. That's real gymnastics. I'll even read you what it says right here. Let me see this right here. Brian Alvarez, leading edge gymnastics Everett. Men! 16-18. Optionals. I'll put all those up on my Twitter so you can see them. Hey, listen, the show's about to start. It's Hell in a Cell, everybody. Later on tonight, got two big shows coming up. The Brian and Vinny show will be reviewing all of Hell in a Cell. Unfortunately, that means that next week, we're going to have to review that NWA show with Sting and Ric Flair, the Clash of Champions, the legendary 45-minute match. That'll be next week. Tonight, it's Hell in a Cell. And then later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer also doing a special Hell in a Cell recap show. Had another Observer Radio last night. Garrett Gonzalez and Dave put it together. A lot of news from the weekend. If you haven't checked that one out, you can do that as well between the time that the pay-per-view ends and the other show starts. So check that out. And that's it from here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Everybody in the studio, Scott, callers and listeners, texters. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.